Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevama Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Zayin Amud Aleph, 12 lines on the top, Ulamai Desal Kedai Temeikara. Says the Gemara, when it comes to that Braisa that the Gemara had brought about Havara, so the Gemara, the Braisa had said that Misas Bezdin, we had a half a mina, that Misas Bezdin would override Shabbos, and you could do even Sreifa, the Misa of Sreifa, which involves Bishul, involves Havara, you could do that even on Shabbos. You know, the Braisa had it back and forth, maybe yes, maybe not, maybe yes, maybe not. Lamaisa, the Braisa brought a pasuk of Leisivaru, Bechomesh Veseichem, that you're not allowed to do Misas Bezdin on Shabbos. It's not Deicha Shabbos. Now, the Gemara explained that it was never because of Aseh Dechalei Saseh. However, there was a Havamina that the mechanics, the reason why we thought originally that Misas Bezdin would override Shabbos was because of Aseh Dechalei Saseh. So the Gemara says, L'mayda Selika Daita Meikara Da'ase Aseh V'dachi Lei Saseh, that the mechanics the Braisa was using to understand in the Havamina that Misas Bezdin, that the Aseh of Misas Bezdin would override the Lei Saseh of Shabbos, it was working, we didn't Aseh Dechalei Saseh. So my Einoi de Ka'amar. How are we going to explain all the Einois that the Braisa kept going back and forth? What was the Shakla Vitaria? Why was the Braisa going back and forth that maybe it should be Deicha Shabbos, maybe it shouldn't be? What were the Svaras to say each way? She says the Gemara Hachi Ka'amar, this is what the Braisa was saying. Namani Mekayim Mechaleha Moisimas. How am I going to understand the pasuk that says you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos? The Braisa assumed originally that's talking about b'shar malacha ischutz b'misas bezdin. That's talking about malacha outside the context of misas bezdin. Of a misas bezdin dachi Shabbos, but misas bezdin would be daicha Shabbos to asya sev dachi leisase, because the asay of misas bezdin overrides the leisase of Shabbos. But then there was a chazara that maybe not. So what was the svara? Hadar amar emer damrina da'asei asei v'dachi leisasei, because the Braisa had a thought that maybe the whole idea of asei dachi leisasei, that's only when it's a leisasei greda, when it's a simple leisasei. But leisasei sheish bakares mishamasei, did you ever find mishamasei d'dachi, did you ever find an asei k'bidachi leisasei sheish bakares? Hadar amar, then the Braisa said that maybe it is daicha. Why? It's a leisasei sheish bakares. The Braisa reasoned like this, that ato asei daicha as leisasei, even the fact that Nasei can be Deicha Leisasei, it's a tremendous Chiddush. A Leisasei is Malkus, a Leisasei is more Chamer than a Nasei. The Kaasei Asei V'dachilei. And Afal Pikim, we say that the Asei could go and push off the Leisasei, even though the Leisasei is more Chamer. So Mali Chumer Zuta, Mali Chumer Rabba, what's the difference if the Leisasei is a little bit more Chamer, if it's a lot more Chamer because there's Kares, what's the difference? Either way, it's more Chamer, and the Asei beats it out. So that's why we're the thought that the Asei Amisas Bezdin should override the Leisasei. Say sheish bakaris of Shabbos, tamalaymer leisivaru, and on that the Braisa brought a drasha that no misas bezdin does not override Shabbos. But all this was in the Havamina. Lamaisa, the Gemara said that really the Braisa was not working with asei dechaleisa say, it was working with kabel chaymer, and we still have no makar for anywhere that an asei could be dechaleisa say sheish bakaris, and that's the maskana of the Gemara that we don't. We do not have a makar that an asay could be doicha leisa say sheish bakares. And if so, we're back to our kasha. Our kasha is why do I need aleha? Why do I need the drasha of aleha to teach us that you're not allowed to do yibam b'malkim erva? Anyways, why would I think that you could do yibam? Why would I think that the asay of yibam would override the leisa say sheish bakares of arayis? Ain asay doicha leisa say sheish bakares. So why would I think yibam would override arayis? And I need the drasha to tell me that you're not allowed to do yibam. So says the Gemara La'itzrach, you need the drasha, because al kedai dechamina, without the drasha, I would have thought that Yibam should override Arayis. Why would I think that? Because I would have said that Tihavi hai Eshazach, davar shaya bechlal. I would have said that the Isser, the Erev of Eshazach, was an Erev that was part of the general klal of all Arayis, that you're not allowed to do any of the Arayis, and if you do your chayiv kares. And then the Yatzim in a klal ulame. And then the Torah singled it out. It singled it out Eshazach, and it said that there's a mitzvah of Yibam. So then the rule is, the midah is you're supposed to then take that limud that the Torah says by the prat and apply it to the entire klal. So here too also I should take that limud that the Torah says by the prat, the mitzvah of yibum, and apply it to the entire klal that by all arayis you're allowed to do the erva b'makam yibum. Now where do we find such a midah? The tanya like we learned in the braisa, the midah is davar shayi b'chlav v'yatzim nechlav v'chulu, this midah. And the braisa explains ketzad, what's the makar for the midah? The pasuk says by eating shlamim with tumas haguf, It says v'hanefesh asher toicha basar mizbeach ashlamim v'tumasay olav, and it says that he's chayiv kares. Now the question is, says the brayso of aloi shlamim b'chal kachim ayu, shlamim was included in all of kachim, where there, it says about all kachim that if you eat it with tumas hakaf, you're chayiv kares. V'lama yatu, so why does the Torah single out shlamim? Why is the Torah single out that when you eat the shlamim with tumas hakaf, you get kares? Lahakish alayan, it's coming to use it, we're supposed to use it and compare it to the klal. V'loimar lachan, to teach us that mashlamim yuchadim kachim, mizbeach, just like the shlamim. It's what's unique about the shlamim is that it's kachim mizbeach. It's something that's actually brought on the actual mizbeach. Afkol kachim mizbeach. So this halacha, that if you eat kachim with tumas aguf, you chayiv kares, it's only true about kachim mizbeach. Yatsu kachim bedekabayas, which is excluding kachim bedekabayas, which is kachim that it's only its value that it has kedusha, but it doesn't actually get brought onto the mizbeach. So there, if you eat it with tumas aguf, you're not chayiv kares. So that's the klal. That's the midah. That's the braisa. That's where we find this midah of davar shayi bechlal. Now says the Gemara, so says the Gemara, Chanami, here also with regards to Yibum, ha'esh es'ach bechlal kol arayas ha'isa. Esh es'ach is part of the regular list of all the arayas. V'lama yatisa, and then the Torah told us something about esh es'ach. It said that it's mutter when there's Yibum. So the Torah singles it out. Why? La'akish e'la'u, we're supposed to compare it to the whole klal. V'lamer lach ma'esh es'ach sharia, av kol arayas nami sharia. And we're supposed to assume that just like esh es'ach has a heter for Yibum, so to all the arayas have a heter for Yibum. That's this klal, davar shayi bechlal, v'yatsam in a klal ulami. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Midami, you can't compare it to the klal of davar shayi bechlal, because hasam over there, like by the case of shlamim, so klal b'isser uprap b'isser. There was a klal of isser, and the Torah single out shlamim also with regards to isser, no chidushim. And the question was, why does the Torah single out asham? We say it's to compare it to the entire klal. But hacha over here by yivam, klal b'isser. All the rais are linked together when it comes to isser. Uprap b'heter. And the Torah told us a chiddush about esh es'ach, that it's mutter b'makom yibum. That doesn't mean that you're supposed to then learn from there to the entire klal. Halay dami al davar shay bechlal v'yata lidayim b'davar achadosh. It's comparable to the midah that's called when you have something that's in a klal and then it's singled out and the Torah tells us a chiddush about that thing. So then the rule is that you don't compare it to the klal. The halacha is a shi'at yachol achzir l'chlal yach shi'achzir l'chlal kasa b'feirush. They're not supposed to put it back into the general category until the Torah puts it back in. Where do we find such a midah? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, the davar shayah bechlav yatzal yidai b'davar achadosh. The rule is yatzal rashay lachziru lechlal yatzal yachzirinu lechakasa b'feirish. You're not supposed to put it back into the general category until the Torah tells you to do so. Ketzat, so what's an example? V'shachad es hakeves b'makom esh yishchad es hachatos. The Torah tells us that the mitzayra, he's supposed to shecht his mitzayra, his asham, his keves that he's bringing as an asham, he's supposed to shecht it in the northern part of the azara, in the same place that he shechts the chatos. Because like a chatos, that's the way the asham is to the kayin. So now, the Torah didn't have to say that the asham is like the chatos. We already know an asham is always like the chatos with regards to zrika, with regards to everything, and also with regards to shechita. The pasuk says it lahedya that you shecht it in the northern part of the mizbeach. So why does the Torah have to specify kichatos asham that the asham is like a chatos? Says the brayso like this: asham is because even though it's true, asham is always the same as a chatos, but that's the general category of asham. Over here, the asham of a mitzayra, the Torah singled out and taught us a tremendous chiddush about it. There's something that we do with the asham of a mitzayra that we don't do with any other asham, and that's the beboyin yad, beboyin regal ayamanis, that we take the dam, the kain takes from the dam of the asham, and he puts it on the right ear, on the right hand, on the big toe, on the thumb of the mitzayra. So that's a davar achadash. So once the Torah taught us a chiddush about the asham of a mitzayra, So I might think, so now that the Torah has singled it out and it taught us a chiddush about it, so now you're not supposed to put it into the general category of asham. It's not going to require zrikas adam. It's not going to require emurim. You're not going to bring the certain sacrificial parts onto the mizbeach, because it's the Torah singled it out with the davar achadosh. That's why the Torah then has to be machzira lechlal b'feirush. It has to bring it back into the general klal and say kechatas ha'ashamu. And then we learn that machatas tuna matan damim ve'imurim legabim mizbeach av asham tuna matan damim ve'imurim legabim mizbeach. And then I'm able to then apply the general din of chatas and ashram to the ashram of a mitzayra and say that it requires rika, it requires emurim, v'ilaya hadre kra, but if not for the fact that the Torah put it back into the klal, so hava amina, l'mayda nafak nafak, l'mayda loy nafak loy nafak. So what the Torah taught us about it, that's what we do. And whatever the Torah didn't teach us about the ashram of a mitzayra, we don't do. We don't compare it to the general klal. So achanami, when it comes to yibam, says the Gemara, that if not for aleha, I wouldn't have thought that you could do Yibam with an Erva. I wouldn't have learned that from Eishes Ach that you could do Yibam with an Erva. I would have said that Eishes Ach was singled out with a Davar HaChadosh. The Torah taught us a Chiddush about Eishes Ach, that it's Mutter B'makam Yibam. So Havamina Eishes Ach, the Ishtara Ishtarai, Shararai is Loi. I would say that you're not supposed to compare it to the rule. You're not supposed to compare it to the general klal. You're not supposed to compare it to all the other Arayas. Rather, you're supposed to assume that this halacha only applies to Eishes Ach and nothing else. If so, we're back to our Kasha, why would I think that you could do Yibam with an Erva, that I then need to have the drasha of Aleha to teach me that you're not allowed to?